In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, during this novena in preparation for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we are looking to the mystical titles of the Litany of Our Lady. Mystical, we say, because these titles are quite mysterious. If we can easily understand the title Mother of Christ, or Mother Most Pure, for example, it's not with the same easiness that we understand the titles Tower of David or Tower of Ivory. The fact is that if some titles of the Litany are literal, some others are not literal, but symbolically applied to Our Lady. So the Church uses some realities present in the Old Testament as symbols to signify our Blessed Mother. And the Church does that because she sees a certain connection, a certain similitude of qualities between a certain reality and the Blessed Virgin Mary. In this way, in order to understand the mystical titles of Our Lady, we must first inquire about the properties of the reality employed to symbolize her. In our case today, there are two titles that we needed to come to understand. And these titles are Tower of David and Tower of Ivory. So let's see some of the properties of the figure used in order to see what the Church wants to teach us about Our Lady. Turis Davidica, the Tower of David. When the King David conquered the city of Jerusalem, removing it from the Jebusites, he took the castle of Sion and made it his own. It became his dwelling. And because this castle was elevated above the city, it was also called a tower. And the Tower of David served as the dwelling of the king, but it was also a refuge in time of necessity for all those who needed. So the Tower of David is a figure of Mary, because she was chosen to be the dwelling of the King of Heaven. During the 9 months that the Eternal King is spent inside her womb, she was his castle, his tower, protecting the humanity of the Lord himself. And she is called a tower because she is elevated above all creatures on earth and also in heaven. Elevated above all men and even all angels. In fact, the bricks of the Tower of David symbolize the merits, the acts of virtue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's why this tower is so high, that it can touch heaven itself. because the merits, the acts of virtue of Our Lady are almost infinite. So she is the dwelling of the King, but also a refuge for all those who are in need. If we call upon her, our Blessed Mother will receive us under her mantle, will receive us under the roof of her protection, and the enemies of our salvation will not be able to touch us. So let us run to the Tower of David. Let us run to the Tower of Christ. Let us run to Mary. The second title we have to see today is Turris Eburnea, Tower of Ivory. The King Solomon, the son of the King David, called his bride Tower of Ivory. And the Virgin Mary is the bride of God, and she deserves this title of Tower of Ivory more than anyone else. If we know already why she's called a tower, because her merits elevate her above all angels and saints. Now we needed to understand why she's called Tower of Ivory. The ivory is a very rare material, and it symbolizes the singularity of Our Lady. The fact that she's unique among women, unique among all creatures, unique among all the saints. And the ivory is also very white and at the same time very hard material. The extreme whiteness symbolizes the extreme purity of Our Lady, purity that she consecrated completely to God. And the hardness of the ivory comes to signify her fortitude. Mulher fortis, very strong woman, who stood at the foot of the cross and accepted the death of her son for the salvation of the world, because it was the will of God. So she accepted the will of God and any suffering that came her way. What a fortitude. So may Our Lady be for us a fortress of protection against all the attacks of our enemies. And may she also teach us to go higher and higher, closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, by imitating her virtues, especially her purity and fortitude. May her purity of ivory be our help when the devil pushes us to stain our souls with sin. And may her fortitude of ivory help us so we don't give in. Mary, Tower of David, Tower of Ivory, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.